Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Habnot.
What's up, Kiss Army?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Randy, I am the liquor.
Got some lay this week.
No, I just was being surrounded by all you sexy gentlemen here, all busy looking goddamn sexy all
the
time. Yeah,
sexy.
Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to the last show. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, if you want to send us a message, it's podcastrockcity1, the number one, at gmail.com. And you also, it would be amazing if you would go on to iTunes and leave us a review. A couple of you did this week, and we would appreciate it. And we appreciated it, for that matter. This week, we saw the video finally for the ASCAP Awards, and Gene's basically said at the end, you know, for no reason at all, just like he just threw it out there, hey, you know, when you go on stage, don't use, you know, tracks. You know.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
What do you think, Jody?
I think he was going as good as any other Gene speech I've heard, which is not usually that well, but you know, he was ending on a high note. He was thanking Paul, you know, for all his years and his contributions and his friendship. And then after he thanks Paul and Paul walks away, then he has to throw in the, "Oh, and by the way, you know, don't ever use tracks live. Don't fuck." Sorry.
That's all right.
You know, don't mess with your fans like that.
Yeah,
all this.
Well, it's really
weird. I just
found
it completely unnecessary.
It's like
where did that come from?
It's like he threw that shit out there. You know, I don't know, man.
It's just more of his sloganeering.
But isn't it weird? You know, especially since you know people busted him doing it, or Paul doing it, or them doing it, their team.
Right. That's why it seemed kind of like, what the hell are you talking about? You know.
Yeah, you did it, dude, and
Recently.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, I don't know, man. It's so strange.
Do you think the Gene is just so oblivious that they didn't tell him and he doesn't fucking know?
Is that possible?
Dude, who knows? You gotta figure this guy is so wrapped up in his own bullshit. He's not listening to what's going on stage, probably. His bass is so fucking loud. If you, you know, that's all he's hearing. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, what do you think, Andrew?
And someone must have not told him, because I don't get why he would say that, unless he's just getting senile.
That's,
I forgot, because he's getting up there in that age, so
it's
maybe.
Like grandpa's just throwing out old slogans just because he's on on the mic, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, though,
or maybe it was a dig at Paul.
Maybe it would be really weird if it was. But sometimes he does ramble like there's something wrong.
Well, you got to figure, how old is he? 65?
Yeah.
You know, he's been telling and just like spitting out these slogans for 40 years almost.
Maybe he's done everything and he's just like bored.
It was like he goes into that mode and he just starts spitting out shit that he always says. I mean,
he could have as easily
heard
said
a million times.
He could have as easily said, you know, donate money to charity.
Wounded Warriors, you know.
Yeah.
He said a thing about how they wanted to be the band. It's all the same old sloganeering. They wanted to be the band they never saw. You know, we've all heard it a million times.
Yeah, you know, Paul.
So it's like you just pull the string on Gene's back.
Yeah, Paul.
Starts spitting out shit.
Paul hated me. Thank
God. Right, I mean, nothing we have never heard.
You know, but truthfully, the one thing that he did say was, thank God he got over it. I never heard him say that part before.
True.
You
that
know,
is true.
I've never heard him say, thank God he, you know, got past it. You know, and that was pretty interesting. But sometimes I wonder how sincere he is and I don't know. But how about this? If there's anybody out there that wants to take this message and send it to Gene, this is from us at Podcast Rock City. and we mean this, okay? A, let Paul use tracks. It won't upset these three guys. B, get writers. Somebody to write you new lines for when you're up there. You know, because I don't want to hear the frog with the bump on his ass, you know, joke. And B, I don't, you know.
Yeah, but he's probably figures he isn't really speaking to the diehards. He was speaking to a room of people that might not have heard his sloganeering before, maybe. Sure. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
But, when it's the same old, people get tired of it. You know, and as fans, you know, as much as we love Gene, and, you know, he's like that funny uncle, you know, that sits in the corner and tells the same story. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I had a vampire disease and or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're just sitting there looking at him going, what the hell? And then he comes out and, you know, he tells the story that it is possible that the people that were sitting there didn't know the history of Kiss, really? I don't.
You know what really pisses me off?
What pisses you off, Jody?
Dave Grohl.
You mean the Foo Fighters piss you off?
I just hate how he gets all these accolades like he's the great rock and roll savior. And I don't know anyone who owns a Foo Fighters record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand it. Yes, they play rock and roll, I guess, but...
And when I'll be honest, when it comes to me, I listen to their music and they write good songs, you know, but I just don't hear... I don't know. It's not rock and roll like Kiss is rock and roll. It's not rock and roll like Zeppelin or Aerosmith's rock and roll.
It's just kind of blah.
It's just, you know, it's
like middle of the road.
Yeah.
It's not anything mind-blowing like Nirvana.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, got it. That was a good joke.
Like Nirvana, it wasn't mind-blowing. Right?
You know, with a shotgun. Are you going to edit that out?
No, that's funny. The, you know, the, it's true. It. It's true. But
is it because Paul and him are buddies?
That so. Is what it really comes
nepotism.
Down to.
Nepotism.
Yeah. The, yeah. You know, it's always who you know and you know, that's true. Yeah,
it just seems like lately it's all about Dave Grohl and how he's the... Freaking rock and roll savior. I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get off the subject.
No, it's all part of the subject. It happened at ASCAP. You know, and I know that we talked about this before, but when we fought, you know, what we talked about before was Dave Grohl's speech. You know, that was what we did the first time. Now what we're really talking about is Gene's speech and how it's the same speech and the same stories and
Paul's was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, Paul's was good. But Paul's always unique. You know, it's rare. I mean, you do hear him use the same things, you know. But because he's not interviewed nearly as much as Gene.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, Paul has his Paulisms, but not nearly as many as Gene has.
Yeah. You know, and that, like, and they were funny, you know, back in the day, like in the 80s especially, you know, where, like when Paul and Gene were on Oprah.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, where Paul's talking about, well, you know, jumping out of a plane, you wear a parachute, you know, and like...
It's all this innuendo.
Yeah, the condoms. And
can you imagine they were going to call fucking Crazy Nights Condemnation?
Yeah.
How silly would that have been?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It's goofy.
You know, but there was always that rumor that they had an 18-wheeler full of... condoms, you know, that went on tour with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole 18 wheeler.
Now, I know people that's like crazy. Mr. Andrew Kiss used that many in a year, but me personally,
totally.
That would be too much.
It's a little much.
Yeah. So,
I
but
they
people believe
by just buying them in each town.
Yeah.
How many Jimmy hats is he running through?
Yeah. It's like, I only need two at a time myself.
All right. Two at a time on a good night.
Yeah.
One is usually enough.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah, condoms.
Condoms.
Have safe sex. All
right. Make sure you use them. Not even going to lie. We don't want unwanted kids. Or disease, for that matter. Okay, so what? So we agree, and I know that we've talked about it before, but we agree that Paul should use some tracks, man, or some pitch correction. There's nothing wrong with it. It's technology, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, advanced. You go to see Kiss to see Kiss.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Anyway. So I guess that's all we got. I don't think that we'll ever bring up ASCAP again because they're, you know, but once we heard Gene's speech, we were like, dude, we got to talk about, you know, he's still going on. Who's he really ripping on, though? I mean, you think he's ripping on people like Bouncy or Beyonce or whatever the hell her name is? And
Bounce. Yeah, well, he thinks he is, but he's I don't know if he doesn't realize he's being hypocritical or not. That's the whole issue.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
You know what? You guys out there, you tell us what you think. Is it possible that Gene does not know that Paul used a track on that at that show? Is it at all possible that he is so out of the loop with everything else that he does that he had no idea that there was a backing track played with Paul?
Hmm.
That's the question of the week. I'll make sure I post it to Facebook. Let's move on. You guys ready for this?
Sure. What you got?
Okay. How about top five unmasked favorite songs?
Off the album or just non-makeup?
Oh, non-makeup. You know, unmasked.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Non-makeup. There we go. Top five non-makeup songs. I'll start. My number five is, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Who Wants to Be Lonely?
It's not a surprise to me, man.
I love that song.
I do, too. That's probably my number one.
Really?
I love that song. I mean, as far as the non-makeup or unmasked era goes, I mean, which one represents it better than that?
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
That's a great song. The video was killer. The I still, to this day, have a crush on one of the girls in the video. I want to say it's right before the solo, or anyway, there's this chick in the background that they zoom in on, and she's wearing like a black, like not vinyl, I don't know if it's vinyl, but it's a one-piece bathing suit, and she's got on like a black biker's hat, and she is slamming.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh my God. I mean, you got to think about the fact that that video came out, what, 30 years ago? I have loved that girl for 30 years. And I, every
she's
once
probably in, not that hot anymore.
No, the word probably is probably a bad word to use. She's, I almost guarantee she isn't. But, honey, if you're out there and you're listening and you are this hot, pictures would be wonderful.
It's podcast.
Podcast Rock City 1. The number one at gmail.com. Yeah, she was really gorgeous. And, you know, I don't know. I always seem to like all the colors in the video, and the song was really good. And, I don't know.
Hell yeah, I'm with you on that one.
What do you think, Andrew?
Mm-hmm. No, what's your number five, fool?
Oh, I thought you said, number five, Young and Wasted.
Nice.
Nice. Gene or Eric?
Gene
vocals.
Or Eric?
Well, I'm going to take what KST said. Like, why couldn't they split it? Like, that'd be pretty rad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That'd been cool.
I guess I would learn that work live, but honestly, I'm going to still have to give it to Gene as much as Eric wails. I still love that studio version.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, but I go the other direction. I love Eric's version live on Animalized. And
I do, too.
I mean, he's just like, got that raspy voice, and he's just wailing on that song.
And it's even faster than,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty rocking.
I love how he's like, when he's singing this in the chorus, he's like, yeah! Oh, Eric, we miss you.
Really do miss Eric Carr,
really,
man.
I miss Eric Carr, man. Even if he wasn't in the band, I wish he was still, you know,
doing something. Rockheads or something.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Okay, Jody, you're number five.
Number five, I'm throwing a curveball at you guys. I'm going to throw out one that most people hate. I'm talking Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Oh, that's my number four.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Such a cool riff, man.
It is. Why does everyone hate that song?
Because the lyrics are corny.
Every Gene lyric is corny.
That's what I'm saying. If you can dig deuce, why not Burn, Bitch, Burn? I mean,
dude, that's one of my favorite unmasked riffs, though. Like, that song's killer.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I just remember when I was a kid and Animal Eyes was new, that was one of the songs that really stood out to me as a young guitar player because it has such a kick-ass mm-hmm. riff, you know? So, yeah, I'm going with Burn, Bitch, Burn. What do you think like about it? What's that?
The subtle Paul's in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's in there a bit, like, during the verse as well, and even in the chorus you can hear him quite a bit, so I kind of like that part.
I do, too. What do you think about that song, Joe?
I love that song. You know, it represents the album really well, I think, and the band, it fits the band.
It's just unfortunate, the whole log in the fireplace.
Yeah, that's the line right there that everybody, like, they always, yeah.
Yeah.
That ruins it for so many people, and you're like, really, one line?
I mean, there's multiple lines in every Gene song that you could kind of wince at, if you know what I'm saying, but it still kicks ass. I don't care.
I agree. My number four is Fits Like a Glove.
That's my number four as well.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not on my list, but I love that song, though.
Yeah, I really love that song. You know, it's just that it seemed like, you know, it was one of those things that when I heard them Animalize live uncensored really won me over on a few songs, you know.
Me too, man.
And they played them faster and it felt heavier and
killer guitar tone.
Yeah, and I think, Bruce, you know,
killing everything.
Yeah, you know, even though, you know, we got to give props to Mark St. John, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he helped with, you know, a lot of that Animalize stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really consider the leads as, like, the main part of any of those Animalize songs. I can't hardly even think of how any of them go, except maybe, like, I've Had Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Number four.
Well, technically my number three, but...
Okay, that's right. Number three.
All Night.
All Night is my number three. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, good song.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's stupid. I'll admit it's fucking stupid, but I still love it.
Yeah, man, it's not, it's, you know, come on. It's
like, they're having fun. They're not taking themselves seriously at all.
And that's what makes the song so fun.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
Sailor hats and all.
Yeah, and... You know, when you're listening to the song, it's got a sing along chorus. Work all day and we don't. You know, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I the video was funny.
It's
you know,
got me working.
Yeah. Exactly. And the video's cute. You know, where they're all looking through the keyholes and stuff. And
get the freaking cracked mirror. BC Ritz
swirl. Oh yeah.
That's really cool.
You know, when Paul comes walking down that circular staircase, you know?
Yeah.
And he takes his hat off.
Ow!
You know, and then he has to move the hair out of his eyes. I always felt like that didn't go very well. They should have reshot that. That was back when MTV had videos and it was fun to come home and watch because you knew there was a chance you were going to see Kiss or Motley or, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hairband days. You can catch a Kiss video now and again.
Yeah, that was fun, man. I don't know. And, you know, and then they always had a song in the, you know, top 10 countdown at the end of the day where you could call in and vote. The videos for that album were pretty good. I mean, they were, you know, Tears Are Falling was kind of strange.
What, video-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
They're all kind of
goofy, yeah, man. There's always some volcano shooting off for no reason, and
yeah, that didn't make any sense at all.
All swinging around and all like
curtains.
Yeah, those damn curtains.
The damn curtains. They yank them down.
Right. And then the freaking windshield wipers. I mean, there's a lot of iconic shit in those videos, but man, Gene just—we've talked about it to death. But Gene's so ridiculous.
Oh, God.
I don't like him playing that Spectre with his fingers either. It just seems weird.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture today of Kiss from Crazy Nights. No. Kiss from Asylum. And underneath it was a picture of the Golden Girls.
I saw that.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah.
All right, what are we at? Four for you, Jay?
I'm at number three. Because you and I shared number four.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going with the Donna Dixon classic, Million to One.
Nice.
Yep, that's a good one.
Love it.
Donna Dixon.
Let's take a moment.
I took my son and I watched Wayne's World for the first time the other day, and he immediately commented on her. You know, when she's working at the donut shop.
Right.
And he was just like, oh, daddy, she is hot. And I'm like, I love that my nine-year-old knows what hot is. But it's true. She's gorgeous.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I don't understand her choices, but, you know.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, what the hell?
I'd go with Paul if I was her.
Yeah, I'd go with Paul if I wasn't her. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. That was uncalled for.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, okay, so, I mean, is that, what's the main thing that you love about that song?
I don't know, man. Just everything about it. I love the way it starts with that riff that's just kind of arpeggiated, and I like the melody, and it's the typical Paul song in E minor, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd
fit right onto a solo album. It's, you know, basically, he writes a lot of those songs like that, but, you know, it's the same thing as Tonight You Belong to Me, you know, or it's just, he does it, but he does it really well. And I just dig it. I think it's a great one.
It is great. Let's see. My number two is Heaven's on Fire.
Really?
Yeah, I always loved that song, man. I don't know why. It's like it's a little special place in my heart for it. It's just another one of those songs that goes back to the video. I saw the video. I listened to the song. I was like, wow, this is really cool, you know.
Yeah.
You know, look at Paul's guitar, you know. Look, they're
that
showing,
was a cool looking guitar.
Look at them, they're backstage, and Paul's got his hands on fire, and he's jumping through a hoop, and it makes the song even bigger, you know. And
Mark St. John.
Yeah, Mark St. John in a video.
Dancing around, holding the guitar all fucking weird and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, man, with those big, like, four-finger chords.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about, where he's got his hand all spread out? Like,
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, no. No.
We'll leave that one for Andrew.
No, I'm not touching them.
No, you know, where he's holding the guitar, and he's got it all in the perfect, you know, position where you're supposed to hold your guitar all high.
If you're playing classical. Yeah.
If you're Vernon Reed from Living Color, you know, he always holds. I'm always like, damn, you know. Anyway, and he's got that big, huge chord going on. I'm like, is that chord even really in the song?
It's too technical for Kiss. I don't think that would be in there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know, that's like Jakey Lee.
Yeah. Dude, I have fond memories of that song as well, even though now I'm kind of really sick of it. But I can remember, like, I think we were, like, in third grade, but, like, Clinton and I and all of our buddies, we used to just blast Animalize, and that song was, like, our anthem while we were, like, you know, in third grade, sniffing glue and, like, having birthday parties and doing a bunch of stupid stuff. But I can just remember we played that song to death back when it was brand new. I can't even imagine doing that now, though. But yeah, I feel you. It's a well-crafted song. It's kind of their attempt at an AC/DC kind of "You Shook Me All Night Long" kind of song.
Yeah, it comes on, and you know,
I don't like the way they do it now, or they were doing it, and makeup seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it's kind of slow, and it's just I just don't dig it anymore.
When I saw it on the farewell tour, when they were doing it on the farewell tour, it didn't feel right at that point.
Yeah, not at all.
Let's see. Andy, you're number two.
Who was going to sneak an Andy in every episode?
Yeah, right. It's my turn.
Just to hear that.
Really hate that. Number two is Thrills in the Night.
Yeah.
Booyah. It's a great one.
Did you ever hear that there's a video, like another video for that?
Mm-hmm. I've seen a video for it.
There's a video, but apparently they shot another one where, like, everybody was dressed in suits.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I've seen a few photos,
too. But that's it. So the video's got to be out there, but...
That should have been on Pixology.
It's probably in the same warehouse as the unreleased I video.
Maybe.
I'd like to see that too, man. You know,
where it looks like Krypton with all like the diamonds or whatever just shooting out there from the photos.
I just wonder. I just wonder what's the reason why they didn't put that video out.
They put out the other one, I guess. Shit. They wanted to showcase the big fat Kiss logo. I don't know.
The live show, you know?
Yeah, and they were probably coming hot off that. The Animalize Live and Uncensored was a pretty big deal. I remember MTV playing it multiple times.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you look at the pictures from that video that didn't get released, you know, like, they all cut their hair. Except for Eric.
Yeah, Eric always had that big mane.
Yeah, but they
all... Gene had a wig, because he was doing the movies.
Sure, Paul's hair was short.
Mark St. John's looks like a wig.
Bruce... Oh, no, it was Bruce.
Oh, Bruce was... Yeah, his hair was real, though, at least.
Yeah, I want to say that he was in the video for that, that they were shooting.
I think you're right.
In the pictures, anyway, it looks like it's him. It doesn't look like Mark St. John, so... But, man, I wonder if I wrote him and asked him, hey, we were talking about it, if he'd write back and tell us.
I'm sure he would.
That'd be pretty interesting. Jody, number, what are we at, 2?
I'm on number 2, and I think I kind of, you know, I was just coming up off the top of my head. I think I'm going with Good Girl Gone Bad.
That's a good song.
Crazy Nights Style. I just dig that one because it's like Gene channeling the old, like, Naked City, charisma-style Gene, you know?
Right, right.
I dig that, you know? I think it's a pretty good song, too, and probably my favorite Gene song on that record, for sure. I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I love that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Not my favorite Gene off that record, but it is a good song, though.
Yeah, you know, when you listen to, like, songs like that, you wonder... Where they pull from, you know, like this, like when I write a song, it, you know, I, especially lyrically, you go kind of deep, you know, but who's he singing about? Who's he writing about? You know, it's usually
Diana Ross.
It's usually personal, isn't it?
I don't know with Gene, man. I don't think he really has a soul.
You think he? You think he just
one of my many liaisons.
Yeah,
he probably pulled that title off an old book or a movie that he saw and just filled in the blanks and filled it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? We'd have to ask Gene. I mean, if you just come on and let us ask him, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
I like to hear the early writing stages. Just like, she's a good girl gone bad. Something, something, beans in a can.
Let's see. My number one is going to be unpopular, but it's also going to be unholy.
Holy. Why'd that be unpopular?
Well,
everyone,
you know,
loves revenge.
It just depends.
Oh, with one person in this room.
I actually do like Unholy.
Unholy,
but, yeah.
It's just, you know, that was heavy, and it was a return of Kiss getting some balls and...
Right.
You know, the first time I heard it, I was like, no way. And, you know, and it was just so good to me. You know, Bruce's solo in it. And,
that's a great song.
It's a good, you know, it's surprising that that my favorite isn't a Paul song because I love Paul so much. But definitely the best all around song. I mean, even the lyrics are good, you know, to me. He's, you know,
yeah.
It's not, they're not cheesy. They're, you know, almost God of Thunder-esque.
Yeah, he was definitely taking another stab at having a new God of Thunder.
Yeah.
That he wrote, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best part about this song for me, honestly, It's like, there's this, like, goth dance club downtown, and they play kind of, like, industrial, heavy, evil shit. And that's where you find all the hot goth chicks, right?
Right.
So, but when I go, I bust out the Paul Stanley inverted cross dance, you know, from the video. And it gets a lot of chicks, bro.
Does it really?
You do the inverted cross, and then you change it back up into this X and sex dance? Oh, yeah.
You're killing me.
They're interchangeable, bro.
Oh, hey. For those that you don't know, Jody is the man when it comes to the women.
Yes. I don't know about all that, but I've disappointed quite a few ladies.
Yeah, at least you didn't marry all of them like I did and then disappoint them. There, let's open up that wound. Anyway. Oh, brother. My girlfriend's listening to this right now going, what the hell? Shut up.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Andy, your turn. Yeah.
Again? Fuck. All right. Number one's I'll Fight Hell to Hold You.
Oh, that's a good really? Song, too. Yeah.
It's a very romantic one, right?
It is. It really, really is.
Yeah. He's going to go down into, like, the inferno for this woman, right?
Yeah. Mm. I'll fight hell to hold you. I'm not a singer. Too deep on
mountain high. I'm not either.
Right. And that one does fall into our category of, you know, Rocky Trilogy songs. For sure.
Meat beating.
Right. I mean, there's certain songs that all I can do, and Andrew's the same way, and I'm sure you are too, Joe. You know, it's just like, certain songs, you just picture a Rocky montage during.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought you were about to say there's certain songs that all you can do is just beat meat.
that is true as well.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I mean, that's a great freaking Paul song, and his vocals are ridiculous.
That's his, well, not his, well, yeah, I guess his peak real, well, no, because he maintained it after, but I think that, like, that's his best vocal performance on an album. In my opinion.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I could see it. It's definitely one of his highest, as far as register goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like the high vocals.
I do.
What would you guys think about if they took, you know, like, Crazy Nights and did the whole Resurrected and, like, you know, mixed it heavy? Because those songs are pretty heavy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't really have a big problem with Crazy Nights.
And get rid of Bang Bang You, then I'm set.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you get rid of When Your Walls Come Down.
That too.
I've been gone on record as saying that's the ultimate worst song Kiss has ever put out on a record.
Really? I thought I finally found my way to you would be the worst.
Man. That's a good neck and neck.
you threw that one out there. And
well, the whole, like, that one's so far off of my radar, it doesn't even come up in my mind, you know?
Just like, it, you know those fucking shit church songs, like almost like a hymn or just like a right. generic hymn. That's what that is. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, oh. It's not good.
Gosh darn it.
It's a gosh darn throwaway.
It's a throwaway.
It is. Holy shit.
So, do we hear your number one, Joe?
Yeah, yeah. It was Unholy.
And mine was Who Wants to Be Lonely.
Yours is Who Wants to Be Lonely, right. Which, well, there you go. That's our top five Kiss non-makeup songs.
Yay!
Yay, what are yours? Send us a message at... Go ahead, Andrew.
Podcast City... What is it?
Podcast Rock City
1.
That's the number
one. That's the number one at gstring.com.
Yes, exactly. I go on gstring.com every once in a while.
Me too.
I was watching some video of one today.
Right.
Really? Hey,
yes.
A pretty pink one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Hey, what's up with those questions from Canada? Did we get some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Which brings us to our favorite part of the show. Ask Andrew.
Here we go.
Anyway, if you don't know what Ask Andrew is, Andrew, our resident Canadian, is...
Canadius Maximus.
Yes, Canadius Maximus. He is 21 years old, so that makes him a new Kiss fan, or like a born late Kiss fan. He loves all Kiss. And so people are always interested to ask him questions, what they think on topics, even a shitty Mist, you know, like, you know, favorite, you know, yeah, I don't know, old show or favorite costume or, you know. So this is a really interesting time for all of us because we get to peek into his head. And there's a lot of room in there.
My apologies.
Exactly. But there are some. So two weeks ago I asked for questions from Australia. You guys came through. Last week I asked for questions from Canada, and you came through. And Joel Hebensberger.
All right, I know that guy.
Yeah,
what's
Joel.
Up, Joel?
He sent a question in.
He's from Canada?
Well, he says he's from Guthrie, which is, he says, practically Canada.
Oh, okay.
Close enough.
So we know Joel, so we're going to use his question.
All right.
It says, oh, and he thinks you're cool. It says, I'm from Guthrie. Okay, practically Canada. Love the show. Listen to all the shows. Jody is so cool. Love his outlook on life.
Oh, right on.
Andrew is amazing.
Oh.
Amazes me for all the Kiss knowledge he's acquired in his short time on his earth. And Joe seems so friendly and easy to get along with. You have no idea what a big dick I am. And
you should hear him when the tape stops rolling.
Oh, God. Anyway.
He's a slave driver, bro. He's like, you guys better get your fucking shit together.
Okay, he said, my question is, other than Mark St. John, which member of KISS has contributed the least?
Other than
Mark St. John. It's going to give me a lot of shit, but
and
I'm going to have to...
And, listen, and other than Gene and Paul, who has contributed the most?
Oh, okay. Least? Probably Peter Criss.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. As much as I love the guy and I love doing impressions of him.
Wait, dude, you guys are fucking crazy. Eric Singer's contributed the least.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the one drum pad, man.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, though.
I mean, he hasn't written any songs, though.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to go with Eric Singer.
All right, so we'll take that back and we'll go with Eric Singer. Deleted. Okay, so Eric Singer.
Good call.
Yeah, good call. That was another Wayne's World reference. Anyway.
You're going to spew into this.
So, so Eric Singer has contributed the least.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take anything away from his playing, because he's a killer.
No, but yeah, you're right. He hasn't really, like, written anything.
Contribution-wise.
But he's so important now, you know?
Yeah, he's super important. But I guess it depends on in terms of, you know, are you talking, is
like,
it a contribution or is it like, you know, being there for the band? Because he has been there for the band.
I think he means musical contribution.
Yeah, that's what I would go with. That's why I would say Eric Singer.
Good call.
You know, maybe Mark St. John. Oh, Mark. We had to exclude Mark St. John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So he's completely contributed the most besides Gene or Paul.
Yeah.
I honestly want to say Ace, but I mean, like, the amount of co-writes Vitti has.
Like, right.
Because, I mean, like, Ace had some here and there throughout the early 70s, but, like, right after the solo albums, he was contributing a lot more. But then he stopped, like, as soon as they were doing The Elder. Like, he didn't really contribute as much. Then again, Vinny was only for Creatures, Lick It Up, and Revenge.
Right.
I mean, I have to go with Ace, but, like, I mean, Vinny's pretty close, too.
Yeah, I almost want to say it's a tie.
Mm-hmm. Can we do that? I don't know. Like,
what about, like, a producer?
Hmm.
I mean, Ezrin had a lot of contributions.
Yeah, Jackson.
What's,
But is it just like band members? Oh, but Vinny was never technically a band member, so that's a loophole.
Oh, that is a good point.
What's the guy that helped him write all the, I can't think of his name.
Vinny Poncia?
Yeah, Vinny.
Desmond Child?
Desmond Child.
Oh, that's
what I was looking for.
Man, that's a big one right there. I mean, you know, I know that these people weren't actual members of the band, but damn.
If you want to look at it that way, you got to see either Bill Coyne or frickin' Delaney.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. That's
if it's
question.
Actual band members, I'm going to have to go with Ace then.
Ace. And then as far as like outside the band people, other than, I mean, I don't think that anybody, I can't put anybody above Bill Coyne myself. I mean,
number two has to be Delaney then.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sean Delaney.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I still, for me, I just go with the first. You know,
because you wouldn't have Delaney without a Coyne.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's just call it as band members.
Okay, so Ace Frehley it is.
Mm-hmm. So followed closely by Vinny.
And Eric Singer has.
I think Tommy gets an honorable mention though.
Yeah,
because he's done a lot of cool shit for the band. I mean, Kiss.
Yeah, but I thought like you're like speaking strictly to music. Well, actually, no, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's why it's an honorable mention.
Yeah, Tommy Thayer has really been.
But he doesn't meet the criteria.
a big part of the band.
And my fantasy.
Yeah, going back to the '80s, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, way back.
He's had their back the whole time. You know, say what you want about him wearing the freaking makeup, but Ace, you know, supposedly licensed it to him, so there's no, there should be no argument.
Right, and you know, I'll tell you something else. If you go, I mean, he was smart enough when Gene came to him and said, "When are you gonna quit? You know, being in this band, when are you gonna work for us?" He was smart.
You see,
enough
I always thought that. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All I picture for the two of them, that's just like Emperor Palpatine and Anakin Skywalker, like manipulating. That's all I picked. That's exactly what it is. Maybe you're right. He's just like forcing images in his head of like black and blue, just like failing or just something bad happening. He's just like, yeah. So plus he's got the hair for it too. He just looks evil.
Right.
All right. So those are the answers. As confused as we sound, we know what we're talking about.
Totally.
Right.
So next week, this week, when you're listening to the show, I want you guys to send in a question from, are we ready? Venezuela. If you're in Venezuela and you're listening to this show right now, send us an email. Or you can even send us a question on Facebook if you want. But, you know, podcastrockcity1, the number one, at gmail.com. And ask for our Ask Andrew question. And you guys got anything to add? Jody?
Say, hey, thanks for listening, man. We really do dig it. Thank you.
And Mr. Andrew?
Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's obviously really appreciated. And I hope you have a good week. Be safe.
Happy Monday.
Yeah,
don't drink and drive.
Yes.
Seriously. No, I'm just serious because, like, someone near the highway near where I live just fucking went on the wrong side of the road and killed a person, and it's craziness. So just, I don't like to get preachy, but just seriously, don't be fucking stupid.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Absolutely not. And don't forget to listen to all of our shows that we enjoy and their commercials. You will be hearing in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Greetings from Jindal Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the Gods of Thunder. Yes! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized...
Yeah.
Oh, f***.
Oh, f***.
Please, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek podcast. And if you love this.
Then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKissed. Tell a friend about PodKissed today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKissed.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only